And I know you're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're certainly excited about this, the first day of August. And I tell you, God has continued to sustain us in the midst of everything that we're going through. And need I remind you today, even as you're preparing to move forward into this day, that there is no secret to what our God can do, what he's done for others. Guess what? He'll do it for you. You may be struggling right now or going through a tough patch in your life, but continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. Because if you don't give up, God will show up. And I believe I have some people who can testify to the fact that knows that God is indeed an on-time God. Somebody say amen. Well, we're certainly grateful for your continued support of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have several mediums that we're using to try to get the word out. And we're grateful for those who are on Facebook Live as well as those who are on the conference call. But look, we just want to continue to encourage you to continue to trust God in the midst of everything that you're going through. And hopefully that you're winning the day. That's what we've been talking about, preaching and teaching about. But before I get into my inspirational thought for this morning, let me give you the playback number for those who want to hear the message later by playback. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. Also, I want to encourage those of you who are yet on the call today, as we set out a challenge on last night for our Bible study, to invite about five people to worship this Sunday and just see what God will do. I tell you, if we don't invite people, they won't come. But if we start and actively inviting people and really evangelizing and witnessing and telling our stories, people will be amazed and they'll start asking you, where do you get your nourishment and where do you sit at the table for spiritual development? And so I just want to encourage you to invite at least five people. Can y'all do that for me? Invite at least five people to come this Sunday. And I believe something powerful is going to be released in the atmosphere. And you never know, somebody might be in need of hearing a word about winning the day and about how they develop winning attitudes. But even in that same vein, that's what I was thinking about this morning as I was getting ready to share with you. There's a book that I read back a while ago entitled An Enemy Called Average. And the author's name is John Mason. I have quite an extensive library of books. I don't read all of them all the time in terms of I don't sit down and just read through one book in one sitting, but I'll read portions of a book to get something that I might need. And then I'll put it down and I'll pick it back up later. And so my library at the church and here at the house is very extensive. But this book is really an inspirational book that gives nuggets. And he really talks about personal success. That's John Mason in the book entitled An Enemy Called Average. And you know, as I was thinking about that, one of my favorite passages of scripture came to mind, John 10:10. Of course, you hear me refer to that oftentimes, and probably not a Sunday goes by that I don't say anything in reference to that particular scripture. But it says, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so that he's talking about a winning formula, winning process. All of us, if we take our calling seriously, we understand clearly that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But we can rest assured in knowing that God's got our back and he's already given us a promise that cannot be denied. But he said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, not just abundantly, but more abundantly. So if the enemy can keep you in a place that God never desired you to be, we'll find ourselves struggling. We'll find ourselves on the losing end in all aspects of our lives. We've been preaching, teaching, and talking about winning and how important that is for you to have a winning mentality, how important it is for you to have a winning attitude. Listen, my brother and sisters, winning is never easy. we got to work at it, just like you work at anything else. You got to get up every morning, as I told you last night in Bible study for those who are on. You got to put on the full armor of God. You got to work for it every day. You got to get up and work for it. You have to be responsible. You know, sometimes we are not responsible, but God is holding us to be respondable. In other words, you have to be accountable. If you say you love God and you say that you have accepted him as Lord and Savior of your life, then God requires you to put forth an effort. You don't just sit back and rest and be at ease in Zion. And one of the things I believe that we must understand is that there's an enemy out there, as John Mason said, called average. And that enemy is the devil, of course. He wants to keep you at a minimal level of involvement and participation. He wants to keep you struggling. He wants to keep you losing. He wants to keep you not really achieving and feeling as if you're damaged goods, feeling as if you can't do it, feeling as if everything that the Word of God is talking about is for somebody else other than you. You've had a couple of bumps. You've had a couple of bruises. You've fallen short along the way, but all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But you have to keep getting back up. You have to keep picking yourself up. And I believe God honors that, because here it is. The enemy wants you to live a defeated life. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to leave the house, if you haven't left already, in a defeated mindset. And he wants you to have an average day and an average life. He wants to kill your hopes. He wants to kill your dreams. He wants to destroy your future. He wants to steal the promise that God has placed on your life. But you have to get up and say, no weapon that's formed against me shall be able to prosper. You deserve more. That's what I want to tell you. You deserve more. And guess what? God wants to give you more. You deserve more than what you get in it, but you got to put forth the effort. Somebody say hallelujah. You must learn how to, you know, encourage yourself. Sometimes we wait for others to encourage us, and many times we get despondent because people don't appreciate what we're doing or how well we're doing. And some of us need encouragement, and some of us need people to tell us that we're doing a great job. And when we don't get that, we feel some kind of way. But listen, my brother, look this way, my sister. That's an attack of an enemy, because he wants to keep you in a place of discouragement. He wants to keep you in a place where you feel as if you're defeated. But if nobody else encourage you, if nobody else speak a positive word over your situation, especially when you put all of your effort into it and trying to do the best you can, and nobody else tells you how much they appreciate you, you need to learn how to encourage yourself. That's a word for somebody today. Encourage yourself. That's what David did. He went and encouraged himself. He didn't just get in a hole and decide that he was not going to give God praise, but he started encouraging himself. And one of the things I've learned is that when you're getting close to that goal that you have set in your life, when you get close to the finish line, if you will, in terms of winning the race, you know, one race is won, then we have to turn around and get ready for the next race. You know that, don't you? So you don't just win one race and go sit on the sideline, but we have to continue to press toward the mark. But one of the things I found out is that when we are getting near that goal, when we are getting close to what we might consider to be the finish line for what we are yet going through, we'll find that all kind of pressure and all kind of problems, all kind of issues, all kind of situations start popping up. Has anybody ever noticed that, how things just start popping up when you're doing everything you can, you're on your personal fast, you're attending Bible study, you're active in worship, you're participating in the giving, you're being involved in the outreach, and you feel as if you're doing everything that God would have for you to do, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something pops up and throws you off track, and something gets in the way of hindering you from being who God has called you to be, and you become discouraged, and you want to throw in the towel and want to give up. I can recall quite vividly when I was playing basketball back in the day, and, you know, it's been a while now, but I was a superstar back in the day. Many people laugh at me when I say that, but I had a chance to see my coach, my elementary school coach, back a couple of weeks ago when we made a trip to Birmingham for my aunt's funeral. And one of the things that we were sitting at the table talking about is that how successful we were, how successful we were, not only in our own eyes, but in the eyes of others. You know, we had a bullseye on our back, if you will. We had a target on us, because every time we got ready to play an opponent, they would already have a strategy in mind in terms of how they were going to defeat us, because they knew that we had a winning team and that we had a winning mentality and that we had a winning attitude. Even when we took the floor, I'm talking about, you know, everybody would stop and they would watch us warm up and everything. But we had that kind of swagger. What are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying that even as you develop and try to maintain a winning attitude and you try to win the day, the enemy will place a bullseye on your back. He will target you. You will be targeted because he knows that if he can take you down, he knows that if he can defeat you, he knows that if he can have you become discouraged, that the success that others are looking at in terms of what you're able to accomplish will all fall apart because they have put their eyes on you and how you are responding to what God is doing in your life. So know that even though you might have some successes, even though you might go through some trials and some tribulations, don't grow weary. Even if it feels like you're almost there and you stumble and you fall, get back up and brush yourself off and put back on the armor and continue to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Don't become an average believer and live beneath the standard that's set by God. You got to set standards. You got to develop your disciplines. You got to get into this word. You got to study to show yourself approved unto God. You got to apply this word to your situation. You got to live by this word. You got to give up your time and your talent. You got to go the extra mile. Some of us don't want to go the extra mile. You got to fast and pray and not just wait in on an emergency to develop before you get serious about calling on the name of the Lord. And so some of us, we want to be average just to get by and just pass with a C. You know, that's what average is. Where there's an A on the inside waiting to come forth. There's a winner on the inside of you waiting to come forth. Just give less than I can give and do the less that I can do. That's the mentality that some of us have. Here's what average is, and I'm getting ready to close with prayer. Average is nothing more than being at the top of the bottom. But God has called us to live above and not beneath. Somebody say amen. I'm preaching a little bit better than y'all saying amen today. But we praise God for each of you. I want to encourage you to continue to grow to your potential. You're not there yet. God is not through with you. Much more is in store. The best is yet to come. Victory is on the horizon. You have a target on your back because you're getting close to where God is leading you. You have a winning mentality, and the enemy knows that it's going to take much to defeat you. But you stand tall. Keep the armor on. Continue to set standards. Continue to develop your disciplines. Continue to study this word. Continue to apply this word. Continue to give of your best and go the extra mile. Fast and pray and watch God turn your situation around. Well, that's our prayer for today. That's our thought for today. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for this word that reminds us that we're more than conquerors. We thank you, dear Lord, for giving us what we need in order to be motivated. And we know that winning is never easy, that the work has to be put in. Give us the boldness and the confidence that we need to win this day. Here it is, August the 1st. We bless your name and we yet give you praise. Now, God, stir something in us like you did Timothy and cause us to be aware of our gifts and what it is that you have placed on the inside of us. You said in your word that greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world, and that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. So we give you praise in advance, and we thank you that we're going to have a winning attitude and that we're going to continue to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Many in our congregation are grieving the loss of loved ones. We pray that you will strengthen and encourage them. There are many all across this land and country who are going through various issues. We pray to the Lord that they might run into somebody who gives them a rope of hope and a level of inspiration to continue to press on. And so God, even if that person who's on the call and who will hear this particular message has never been encouraged, nobody has given them a word of encouragement, God, move in their life right now and allow them to feel your presence, that they might be encouraged by knowing that you've never forsaken them, nor have you left them. So we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. Now, God, for this day, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, don't forget now, keep your spiritual antennas up. Be on the lookout, because I believe God's going to do something powerful in your situation today, and he's going to allow you to be a blessing to somebody else. All right. Until next time, you be encouraged.